Previously on Vestcat
Music. Looks like there's a DeLorean for sale. I got the keys from the owner. She said if we want to, we can just take it around and drive it around a bit.
Wonderful.
Yo, Gary, it's your cousin, Marvin. You know, Marvin Newman. You know that new sound you've been looking for? Well, listen to this.
The DeLorean has a cassette player.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's from the... Man, this is so awesome, dude. I wonder what this... Look, it says Rumble Junkie Cars on it.
Well, that's weird. Let's check it out. Hey.
How about that?
Yeah, that'd be funny.
How about
funny.
I just get out of this car?
Just do that? Yeah, okay, get out. I'm fine.
Doors open.
Go.
I'm get my out. Legs out.
All
I'm
right.
moving out. Okay, well, I'm out.
Yep.
So, let's see here. You've got the time machine outside?
Yeah, I do. I got it parked outside. I kind of, before I left, because I knew it'd be a bit awkward, I have it dressed up like a giant horse, so.
Whoa, you got Beau Bridges.
Yeah.
So, is this all we got, Falco and Beau Bridges?
Wait, just Falco and Beau Bridges is in here? Where the fuck is the big bobber? I told them all to stay in the car. Yeah, let's go back to 1979.
Okay.
Just, I guess just right after Marvin Newman called Gary Newman, and we'll go find Gary Newman.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I forgot that's what we're... All right.
For the taste that can't be beat, we've got the best cuts of
music. Can you hear me?
You were listening.
You've been listening to the best cuts of music. Edition 40.
Edition 48.
Seven.
Sitting down at the peep show, watching all the freaks, so she can tell a story. close to the girls back home. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a trouble sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a trouble sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you with these frowning teeth, because only God knows what you go through. You grow in the ghetto, live a second rate, and your eyes will sing a song of the hate. The place that you play and where you stay looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number of takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers. Driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you wanna grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars, gamblers, big pocket peddlers, evil panhandlers. You say I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like you're a boy for a 10-stick-up kid. But look what you done did, got set up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is took and you're a Maytag, spend the next 2 years as an undercover fag, being used and abused to serve like hell to women. You were found on dead in the cell, you were plain to see that your life was lost. You was cold and your body swung back and forth. But now your eyes sing the sad song. I had to live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head.
DeLorean handles really well.
I mean, it rides really well.
Yeah, it's comfortable. Yeah, I've been driving the whole time. But I like driving. I like to feel in control. Plus, I'm not drinking.
Right. I'd rather not be drinking and driving.
Yeah.
At the same time.
And it's fine, you know. I guess I could drink and drive.
On the golf course or whatever.
Perfectly normal in the 70s.
Yeah.
To drink and drive.
Sure.
Do you know how long it is until we get to... is there like an odometer for time travel? How many miles do you put on a car when you time travel?
I don't know. I think it's relative. There's a lot of math involved.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I couldn't really tell you. All I got are these gauges. The only one I can figure out is miles per hour and time and gas.
Okay. Time. Oh, yeah, yeah, because it says what time we're supposed to go to or whatever.
Yeah.
November 5th. Yeah, yeah. We did May 22nd, 1979, so I don't even know why I chose that. So when we get there, I guess we can just, you can pull over into the mall parking lot, and you can run in and grab Marvin Newman. You're going to go ahead and grab Marvin Newman once we get there?
No, I was hoping that you would go do it.
Well, I'm wearing my wizard's robe, my ceremonial wizard's robe.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I didn't want to like get it dirty and stuff because I'm a wizard.
I took the armor off.
I thought it'd be safe if you had the armor on.
No.
I thought while you if you fall, because I know you're kind of clumsy. If you fell, then you were.
You can't drive with armor on. That's just silly.
We could put it back on.
I mean, though, the car so itself good, is armored.
That's good. It's good that you can just go ahead and put it back on.
No, yeah,
go do that because
sure.
I'm not going to do.
I'll tell
I'm
you what, just put it on over your wizard.
Who left who back in time for 2 years?
You're going to have a lot better chances getting into that club in that wizard gear than I am in these regular clothes.
This isn't disco at all. You know that anything. This isn't disco at all.
Disco is anything goes.
This is. I think you look more medieval, and that would work better.
Mm.
It's kind of space medieval, Grace Jones kind of thing going on.
I don't think so. I think you're going to be able to bring in a nice, new, fresh flavor into the disco scene by wearing wizard robes. Just because it wasn't there before doesn't mean that it wasn't going to be big.
You think so?
Yeah, I think you'll be very happening. You'll probably just have to fight the ladies off while you're trying to get into the club to find Marvin Newman.
Well, you know, I wasn't going to say it, but I always thought that these wizard robes look kind
of
awesome.
Lord of the Rings was huge in the 70s.
It's true.
Yeah.
And what I was thinking, I was kind of thinking, like, this wizard robe is kind of like wearing, instead of wearing two... big raver baggy pants. It's just like wearing one big one.
Yeah, one big 60-inch pant leg with a pointy hat.
Just a big 93-inch rave leg with a pointy hat. That's
with
right.
Pointy hat. Yeah.
So, I think you're right. I think I am gonna go do that.
Yeah, you go do that. I'll just sit here and wait for you.
All right.
With Falco and Bo Bridges. Oh, let's see. What are we listening to here? It's on the radio. Oh, it's a bit weird. Didn't know they played that in the 70s. I think this is a time-traveling radio as well. Some sort of Panasonic from the future that picks up past waves as well. Like those ones floating out into space of Hitler talking about stuff. Oh, hey, Robbie. I didn't... Oh, hey, Robbie. Hey, Marvin? You're Marvin Newman? Randy Newman's cousin? What are you doing here?
Yo, hey, what's up there? I saw you out on the dance floor. Some hot moves.
What are you talking about? What are you doing to my car?
Hey, baby, don't be shy. Let the old Marv slide on up here.
Hey, get your hands off of me. Leave me alone. Bo, Falco, do something.
Hey, don't struggle. You just make it better.
Hey, ow, hey.
Watch out, baby.
Sam, what's going on here?
Robbie, get Marvin Newman's, get him off of me.
Gary Newman's cousin?
Get him off of me. He's trying to stick his tongue down. Gross! Get your damn dirty hands
off
of me.
Hey, you! Get your damn dirty hands off of him!
What are you going to do about it? Huh?
Marvin, you fucker. Don't you fucking touch Sam. Don't you fucking touch Sam.
I was just trying to get a little...
You shut the fuck up.
Hey, lay
get
off me.
Get your damn hands off of me. Don't get your damn... I'm going to get my damn hands on you. And what's going to happen is you're going to tell me how to get to Gary Newman's house, or I'm going to stick this time machine up your ass. I'm going to go back in time and stick this up your ass. I'm going to go back into all different times of your life and stick this up your ass and then take it out and then put it back in later on. You won't know what's going on. You'll say, did that happen in 1985? Did that happen in 2003? When did that happen? I don't know. Fuck you.
Okay, I'll tell you. Stop hitting me. Yo, Leek, stop hitting me, yo. Get out of my face. I'll tell you where the castle is. Straight up, it's at Macaulay Castle in Scotland.
Scotland?
Right.
Are you talking about Scotland, Missouri?
No, idiot. Scotland, United Kingdom. I mean, look at me. I'm obviously from Scotland.
Is it part
of the... How do you think Gary Newman's my cousin?
Is it part of the United Kingdom? I thought it was a part of Ireland.
No, idiot. Scotland's in the UK. Ireland, Northern Ireland is part of the UK. Ireland, the greater part of Ireland's its own separate deal. What,
really?
Yeah.
Is that why they were having all those battles, all those wars?
Well, that's in Northern Ireland. Southern Ireland seceded from the UK. Northern Ireland, right. They're fighting between the Protestants
and it's not and Scotland's not
Catholics.
Either of those.
No.
Scotland's not
it's
either
north.
Of those.
It's where Loch Ness is. They have lots of lochs.
Okay.
And not the little fishes you put on a bagel and schmear.
I gotcha. Okay, well, I guess he's telling the truth then.
Yeah.
Hey, Marvin, you need to learn how to respect people, all right?
Hey, here's a tip for you. Up yours.
Hey, good one. Good one. They always say that when they're running away.
Yep, look at him go.
Of course, I'm going to think of the better thing to say once he leaves.
Yeah, it's really sad to see a guy in pimp clothes all wet, kind of bloodied up, running away.
All right.
Your beer's still here.
Excellent. So I guess we're going
to
go... Are you all right, by the way? You look a little shaken up.
Do you want to... Well,
I got a phone number you can call.
Really? Yeah, that might be good, because I'm having feelings that I've never felt before in my life, and I'm not sure how to interpret them. It's not very often you have a large black Scottish man's tongue in your mouth.
You can negotiate that later. Well, let's do this right now. Let's go ahead and go to Scotland.
Okay.
Get your time machine and gear and figure out how we're going to get to Scotland.
All right.
And I'm just going to, I'm kind of worn out from running around and fighting. So I'm just going to have this, beer.
Okay.
Just lean back in my chair. You take care of the rest.
All right. Well, I'll just
wake me up when we get to Gary's.
I like to listen to tunes while I drive, so I'll just, if you don't mind, just you enjoy yourself. I'm going to listen to tunes, and we're going to Scotland.
Excellent.
All right.
You've been
listening to the best cuts of music.
Well, I think this is it.
I think so too.
It says Gene Newman on the mailbox.
Yeah, that big gigantic iron wrought mailbox that's shaped like a synthesizer.
Remind me to steal that before we leave.
Okay. We'll probably need some help getting that off. Looks heavy.
I think Bo could handle it.
No, probably so. He's rather muscular.
Well, he's big boned.
Yeah. He's got that good old boy look going for him. Falco couldn't do it.
No, he wouldn't be of any help.
No. Unless Bo used Falco to pry it off of there. I guess let's walk up this long, winding stone pathway here. It's weird it's gold colored. Let's go up to the castle there. Man, that's a big door.
Do we do like the knock knock, like the dun 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 dun? Or wait, like.
Oh, yeah, like maybe on a.
Like a fancy knock?
I was going to say, like on Johnny Dangerously, you do shaving a haircut, but you leave off the last knock, and you wait, and then you knock.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, like.
But I thought that the last two, they would do the other two. I think we do everything but the last two, and then he does the other two on the other side, and then opens the door.
Is that no?
Or do we do the last two?
I think that worked.
Just the we don't do the last one, or do we do all of
them? We don't do the last one. There's a pause break, and then you do the last one.
Okay, I think I've heard that song before. I didn't know it was a song though.
Yeah,
I just thought it was a knock.
No, it's a song.
I didn't know if someone had copyrighted that knock because it was a really good knock.
Yeah,
everywhere.
It's like the fox whistle.
Yeah, or the amen break.
Yeah, most people don't know the actual words to the amen break.
Sure they do. Or,
yeah. Yeah, shaving a haircut, 6 bits. Shaving a haircut, right. 6 bits. Shaving a haircut, 2 bits.
Of
shaving
course.
Haircut, 2 bits.
Yes.
Yeah, that's where that comes from.
If only we could sample ourselves same knocking things. And play it back really fast, we could probably get a really great drum and bass song on our hands.
Yeah, we could have a club sensation hit.
It's a club stomper.
Smash.
We could go back to when Babel of Bill was popular and have him play it.
Oh, yeah. Dang. Wouldn't that be great? And then we could be on at least 1,000 Moonshine record CDs that are piling up in landfills all across the world.
Excellent.
Right now.
That sounds wonderful. It could be the mix CDs with our song on it and Desert Rave CDs.
And Josh Wink's Higher State of Consciousness.
Of course. Of course. Classic.
Yeah.
And that damn DJ Dar from Here to There.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Fatboy Slim's Everybody Needs a 303. If only we could take the time machine, go back into 1997, and then intersperse it and get the hit put in there.
That's such an amazing idea.
It is a good idea. We'll have to think of that after we get done talking to Randy Newman.
Sure.
Quinn Robinson, I've been expecting you.
Mr. Newman, we've come from lands far and wide to present you with this cassette tape.
From time and space.
Verily, we care with us our friends Bo Bridges
and Austrian rock singer Falco. We've come here to present you this tape, which we think...
We think there's some reason why we're supposed to give it to you.
Yeah, we've been instructed by our mysterious benefactor to present you with this tape. And while we're here, we thought maybe you could give Falco some brains and give Bo Bridges a career.
It's kind of a sad story, Gary. We, like he said, we're from the future. In the future, Falco does have a hit song, but it's his only hit song. And we think that if we give him brains, then he can continue his career and lead an illustrious life.
And not pass away in the late 90s.
And Bo Bridges, while he was a fancy, amazing actor in the James Brady story, of years recent, his career has been dwindling. And we're afraid it might twinkle out soon.
Yeah. If you could help out there, that'd be great. Because there's talent there.
There is talent there. His brother's talented. Jeff,
yeah.
I love
God,
Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges is awesome.
He's amazing. Did you see Tron?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Do you know they're coming out with a second one?
I know. I can't wait. Tron
so
is
amazing.
So fucking
he's gonna
awesome.
He's going to be in it.
Yeah, I saw
Gosh.
That.
And the Jesus. Big Lebowski.
Holy shit. The dude.
So amazing.
God.
I love the
Coen
brothers.
Shove this gun so anything far up your ass and turn it sideways till it go click.
It's such an amazing movie.
No.
I love Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges is awesome. So if you could do that for Bo, that would be amazing.
Yeah, something like that, or even a quarter of that success would be probably okay.
Yeah.
Just put him in a Harmony Korine movie or something, you know? Just make him, turn him all weird and screwed up.
Yeah.
I think that would be a good edge for him.
Mm-hmm.
But we also wanted to give you this song. We think that you could use it It's a little ditty by Rumble Junkie called Cars. I think you might like it. Here, let me put it in your tape player. I'm going to play it for you. Get a load of this.
Oh, wow. That's smashing. It's amazing. I've never heard anything like this before. This is exactly the sound that I've been looking for.
Huh?
Oh, your mind's blown away. This is much better than what my idiot cousin Martin tried to play for me on the telly the other night.
Told you you'd like it.
Oh, you've saved me career, boys.
That's great to hear. I'm glad we can all get along. This is a good time. Do you have anything we can drink right now to celebrate? Do you have anything I can drink?
Sorry. I think there's some water.
Sorry? What does that mean? Sorry, you don't have... Sorry, you're not going to share? Then you're British. All you guys drink.
No, it's fantastic. I tell you what, boys. There's some liquor, I think, in the kitchen. Just make yourselves at home.
Ah, right, now you're talking.
I've got some work to do.
He's got to write a song. You hear that? You hear that, Sam?
That sounds great.
Excellent.
Is this all we're getting out of this deal? Like free reign on Gary Newman's fridge?
I think it's an okay deal.
Think so? Well, let's see what he's got. Maybe he's got like some canned haggis or something.
He's probably got some food, too.
Some Scottish whiskey. Well, let's go get something to eat.
All right, let's do that.
You've been listening to
The Best Cuts of Music.
No. We'll be right back.
asleep.
Oh, that's adorable. Look at them. They're spooning. Look at the way Falco sucks his thumb and puts his other finger behind his ear.
Do you think we should take them back? Because I kind of want to get back right now.
Okay.
So maybe we could just leave them in the car when we get to Margie's, or just let them go in 2009. Does that make sense at all?
Yeah, that does. I don't know. You hate to disturb them. I mean, look at them. They're just sleeping.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to wake them up.
No, that'd be rude. They're all tuckered out. They've done so much.
We'll just drive them to 2009, and I think we've done all, everything we need to do. We just leave them, and if they need to go back to their own times, they can drive themselves.
Yeah, why not? I don't see why not. Bo can figure it out.
Lazy. If they're not.
Anyway, we gotta have some.
Yeah, I got stuff to do.
We gotta have somebody's got to take the rap for this, because I'm gonna feel awkward when we return this car. It's all beat up like this, and it's kind of.
Oh, that's right.
It's got this weird horse costume on it that I put on it.
Right. It's got gas all over it, and it smells of urine.
Yeah.
That horse thing. It's kind of nice, so I think it adds a value.
I think we could probably
get some money out of her for it.
Probably so.
It's kind of like a mod.
We did her a favor.
Right. It's a modification.
Yeah. I've heard about this on the internet.
It's like we pimped her time machine.
Yeah. I love that show.
I know you liked time machines.
Uh-huh.
So I put a time machine inside your horse. Dog.
Okay, that'll work. Well, I guess we need to show up about 10 minutes after we left, originally, to take the car out for a joyride in the parking lot.
Oh, right. That way it doesn't seem like we've driven around a
Yeah, it just makes it seem like we went around the block a couple
times.
We've
gone enough time to know that we don't want to buy the car.
Right.
But not enough to have...
Stolen it.
But enough to have put a horse on it.
Right.
I guess.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
This looks like the place.
Yeah, I'm going to pull up over here. I think this is where I got the car from.
I remember this tree. This is a tree from 2009.
Yeah, look, it has that heart on it that with somebody carved in 2009 in it.
It says S plus BK.
Oh, I think that's for Socrates and Billy the Kid.
Ah, their love was a beautiful eternal one.
Yeah, damn, they're a good couple.
His rip-roaring attitude and his quiet philosophical attitude.
Oh, yeah. You know Socrates is the bitch in that relationship. But he just tames that wildness of Billy.
Sure. Well, I'm sure he's crazy in bed, though.
Oh, yeah, I bet so. It's always the quiet, tall, balding, older man types that are.
Sure. Very thought-provoking lay.
Let's get out of the car. try not to slam the door too hard. Don't wake up Bo and Falco. Okay, let's come up over here. Oh, there's Margie.
We've got a lot of explaining to do.
Crap. Yeah, we do.
Hey,
Margie.
Hi.
The car was great.
It's been 10 minutes.
Yeah, 10
it's
minutes.
It's only been 10 minutes since we've been gone.
That's not a horse.
Nah.
Well, nay.
It's new. It's good. You like that.
Yeah.
You like that.
We found that at...
That's how it was.
Yeah. It was like that when we got it.
It was yellow before, but now it's a little different colors.
I mean, we kept it the Palomino kind of style.
The thing is, we've got something to tell you.
Yeah.
So they kept explaining, and Margie was listening and listening. They told her all about their adventures in the 70s and their disco dancing. They told her about impregnating their girlfriend's mothers with their girlfriends. As it turned out, well, Margie had been working for old Mr. M the whole darn time. It was her that gave Sam the old newspaper with the DeLorean ad. And it was her that set the time clock to 1979. And finally, it was her that ordered the singing telegram to deliver Rumble Junkie's cassette. Let me tell you, those Best Cup boys were mighty relieved to get their answers. The only question she had for them was, who's Mr. M?
Right.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Thanks. That was a blast, Margie.
Very understanding.
You're an amazing cook. I am a little bit weird.
I don't mean to be forthright, but I've never been attracted to a woman with a beard before.
And I've never been attracted to a beard with a woman before.
Uh-oh. I guess we're going to make our way. You've been listening to
the best cuts of music. Music.
Have a good night, everybody. You're listening to
The Best Cuts of Music.
It was her that gave Sam the old newspaper with the DeLorean ad.